Once again, the Dudley Leroy O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his Hillbilly Boys.
Hillbilly crowd, you'll make some grand. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy, for a quarter hour. But we're so many fries. Oh, dang, let's hillbilly band. Yes, sirree. Hello, friends everywhere. It's either wide awake hillbilly boys to play a phone, so just draw up a chair or sit down right where you are. And listen to the 15-minute program here that the boys are going to try to entertain you, and I'm going to turn the first part of the program over to Master of Ceremonies Mickey Wickey and his co-partner, Horace.
Yeah, we got him again.
And here's Patty Ball again with that old banjo. I think he wants to warm it up with
the blues.
What's it going to be?
Wabash Blues. Much, boys, for helping me out on that little number. And now to go on down the program here, Horace, our little lovebird, has had many, many requests for his number to be sung today on the program. So, Horace, you just come on up here and tell the folks about that four-leaf clover.
Over.
you very much, Horace. And we are indeed happy to learn that so many young schoolgirls are learning to cook and are using our better product, hillbilly flour, in all their baking. It is a good sign for any state or nation that when the younger folks show such rare judgment. Of course, many times this is simply the result of good training by mothers and teachers in the schools. Many home economics teachers throughout Texas are advising the use of hillbilly flour. It affords finer baked food than because they are economical. There are no higher quality products on the market today than hillbilly. Ask for it at your grocer.
Please pass the biscuit, Patty.
Thank you very much, Leon. That was mighty fine. You know, Leon's always got a big plate of biscuits right here on the program ready to pass out to everyone. Now, while we're passing things around here, we might as well pass clear around the band here to a good old, Leon and Horace. Yes, they're going to get in the shade today on the program. And there's Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird singing on a good old harmony number we've had many requests for. And it's going to be in the shade of the old apple tree. Boys, that was Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird singing together on that good old harmony number in the shade of the old apple tree. And you know these poems are made up of entirely of the requests that you friends send in to us. So if there's anyone in the radio audience that would like to have a request played on this program, just sit right down and write us a carded letter and send it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company, Fort Worth, Texas. We're glad to hear from everybody in the state of Texas, and we'd like to hear from our friends out of the state of Texas and other states. That's the reason we've had letters from other states, and we'd like to hear from more of our friends that listen into this program. So you, too, just sit right down and write us. We'd like to hear from you just the same as these good old Texans. And now to get along with the program, while we have Leon the Texas Songbird, and I don't think Leon has sung this song in a long time. And Leon's going to bring it back to the memories of those who have heard it so many times. Leon's going to sing for you now. Them hillbillies. Oh, yeah, those hillbillies are Mountain Williams now. Been hanging around the mountains all these years.
pretty corn fetches, and they've got the population all in tears. They come to town from them bar hills, now they're flashing dollar bills, them hills that is the mountain wheels now. They shut their boots and overalls while they even drop their as you all. Them hillbillies, the mountain wheels now. They left their home for microphone. They make their dough on the radio. They play guitars in cocktail bars and ride around in motor cars. Them hillbillies, the mountain wheels now. They come to town from them bar hills, and now they're flashing dollar bills. Them hills that is the mountain winds now. They cut their boots and overalls, why they even bought their house walls. Them hills that is the mountain winds now. They left down home for microphone. They make their dough on the radio. They play guitars in cocktail bars and ride around in motor cars. Them hillbillies, the politicians now.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Leon. And friends, that was Leon, our Texas songbird, singing all about them hillbillies. Well, they're Mountain Williams now. And Leon, you think we'll have time for one more number here on the program? Well, that's surely fine. I'm glad that Leon has given us more time here for this good old breakdown to be played by our little Mickey Wicky. He's going to play. Is it Western Union? Well, I thought it was you, Leon. I'm so sorry. Well, you going to call this round? You going to call this a good old square dance, Leon? Well, that's fine. You know, sometimes, friends, Leon sits these square dances out. But he plays guitar, and he said he's going to call this one. So, make a wicket, you come up here and wheel that bow on that good old Texas breakdown. And before we go, I'd like to read a little poem composed by my dad, Governor W. Lee O'Daniel, entitled, He Can't Do That. He could rule a great industry. He could buy a bank or two. He could sail the mighty ocean. But one thing he couldn't do. He could wed the pretty princess. He could start a war. That's true. He could break old Monte Carlo. But one thing he couldn't do. He could corner wheat and cotton and all the crops that grew. But the hero of this story couldn't change your mind for you. Yeah. And that's the way it is when you use hillbilly flour, that nobody can change your mind for you. Yes, sirree. And I see our time's all up, so friends, until you hear us again, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying, so long. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like red biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, hillbilly flour, don't make them grand. So always sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay. Please pass the biscuits, Pappy. We'll give you the letter. Try to support a letter. Go down your lane, you feel really bad. Yes, all right.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Fire Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly Fathers.